The Juno Symphony will open with a piece called Eight Russian Folk Songs. Conductor candidate Jeremy Briggs Roberts says it focuses on Russian rural peasant life. It was written by Anatole Liadov in 1906, the same year Juneau became the capital of what was then the District of Alaska.
In trying to pick a program, I wanted to pick something that would be close to people's hearts here in Juneau and sort of reflect the area, culture, and history that has happened here.
The entire program is Russian. Briggs Roberts says it will end with Tchaikovsky's monumental Symphony No. 4.
He was going through a lot of depression issues at the time that he wrote it, a horrible failed marriage. He attempted suicide at one point in the midst of writing it. And yet, it ends with probably one of the most joyous movements in music literature at that time.
Briggs Roberts is the musical director and conductor of the Washington-Idaho Symphony in Pullman, Washington, where he lives. He says the orchestra and arts community there are similar to Juneau's. He first started rehearsing with the Juneau Symphony earlier this month. He says he has a good rapport with the local group of musicians.
The orchestra musicians are so desirous of making great music and really working hard to produce the best product they possibly can for the Juneau community. And that feeds me and my enthusiasm. It's a really great reciprocal relationship.
Briggs Roberts received a doctorate degree in orchestral conducting from the University of Washington. He's the Juneau Symphony's final conductor candidate. Executive Director Sarah Radke Brown says the symphony will announce its new music director in June. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.